could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Doggone Positive out of Port St. Lucie, Florida, is...
Maria Ryan.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney. Hi, Sydney. And she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here by the ever-so-lovely my daughter,
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. So, there's no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat. And voted the best cat treat by People Magazine, Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to fall in love with. It's free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, and it's a great way to train your cats. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. You can find it at vitacraft.us, walmart.com, and also in pet stores. And Good Pets food supplements and treats for your dogs. They have teamed up with us here at Talkin' Pets to give you 10% discount by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. So check them out and give us a call. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
She climbs a tree and scrapes her knee. Her dress has got a tear. She waltzes on her way to mass and whistles on the stair. And underneath her wimple, she has curlers in her hair. I even heard her singing in the alley. She's always late for chapel, but her penitence is real.
It is.
She's always late for everything except for every meal.
That's true.
I
have to say it, but I very firmly feel Maria's not an asset to the Abbey.
Oh, yes, she is.
I'd like to say a word in her behalf. Maria makes me laugh.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Hence the song, Maria. That's like her signature. Every time she comes onto the show, it's like we have to play that. So,
yes.
Miss Maria?
Yes.
I wanted to get into actually some tips about what to do and what not to do during this holiday weekend. Because, you know, first off, a couple of things. People are going to be grilling. Mm-hmm. People are going to be swimming.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be hanging out in parks.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, I want to start with the grilling. What's your recommendations for, like, when you're out there grilling, there's a whole bunch of people and you know you're going to have your dog out there or your cat or whatever. Some tips on do's and don'ts?
Don't have your pet around your grill because they are very attracted to it, obviously, first off, because of the smell.
Everybody
but then
is.
Also... Right. But then also you get the drippings from whatever you're grilling that does not stay inside the grill. It inevitably is going to be dripping underneath the grill and you don't want your pet ingesting, first of all the fat or whatever, you know, you have on it. And plus it's going to be hot and they're going to be under the grill. So and also, you know, excuse me, you need to also watch the heat because it is incredibly hot out, especially here. It's crazy hot.
Hotter than you know where.
I would say during parties and that type of thing, rely on your dog's crate or even your cat having them in their safe place. Some cats are crate trained. I would recommend that because, you know, your party's only a few hours long or 5 hours, whatever it is. it doesn't matter. But what matters is that your pet is secure and safe and away from things like the fireworks going off.
But the last thing that you want with a grill is, like you just said, with the oil and the smell and everything. And the dog doesn't necessarily, or the cat doesn't necessarily know, of course, that it's hot. I mean, you're not going to let your child run up to it. So make sure you keep an eye on your pet.
Exactly.
The dog may jump up to try to get a steak off the grill or whatever, or a hot dog, and then all of a sudden, damage. The cat may jump from the table or from the floor up to the grill, and she's going to have a not-so-pleasant surprise.
Then you're going to have grilled cat.
Yeah, and you don't want that. Not in this country.
Nope.
You don't want it in any country.
No.
But it's not for us. But you said fireworks. No. Some tips on those noise?
There is a medication out that you should talk to your vet about. It's called Celio. And the only reason why I bring it up is because I've used it on our dog, Troy, who was very, and also Rufus, very sound sensitive. And what I liked about it is that it didn't it helped specifically for the sound fear. So that it wasn't like, oh, they're drugged, but they're still terrified type of medication. So I really liked that medication. But also I highly recommend, and what I did with Rufus and Troy is reward them and turn it into a training game. And then they're focused on you, not what's going on outside. You know, get them to sit down. Just, you know, it's a time for training also. And also pairing something like really yummy with something that may be, you know, fearful to them. Or Troy wasn't afraid of them. He wanted to catch them.
And well, the other thing, too, is like with fireworks and all, you may have some dogs that are, you know, afraid of the noises, and they may actually react in a certain way in terms of, like, you know, they might get upset, or they might growl or something like that. And you might get something, you know, that you don't expect out of them, like that.
True. Yeah, like that. Yeah, I mean, definitely. So, again, with something, a situation like that, you know, I would rely on the crate so that they are, or just, even if you just leash them up, because I know a lot of people don't have crates. Some people think they're mean, whatever the situation is. Bottom line is securing your pet so that they do not escape from fear of noise. And also, prior to all this, please talk to your veterinarian about medication and get your animal microchipped and get their tag and make
sure
the information is updated. Right. I just got Tony's tag in the mail
That's
Thursday.
Your dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just so people know, you're not tagging your husband or your boyfriend or nephew or something.
No.
She's tagging all of her family.
Tony Bologna, he's our new puppy. And he even has a QR code so you can scan him from a distance if you had to, even though you won't have to. He's never getting away from us. But anyway, things happen. Life happens, right?
Be prepared and proactive. With grilling and stuff, like a lot of people will say, oh, you know, Uncle Joey only ate like half of his hamburger or, you know, half of his cake or his pie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're going to have a lot of that if you give it to the dog. So you're going to be hearing that, and you're going to be finding a little bit more all over your house if you start piling all that stuff with the grease and the oil and the seasoning, which is not good. I mean, beef is okay.
No.
You give them, you know, if you're going to give them like a hamburger, don't put anything on it. You know, and make sure
give
it's
it
not
to
hot.
Them raw, right? And give it to them raw anyway. Give it to them where it's easily digestible for them, or gently cooked if you want to cook it. Barely cook it because you want to keep the nutrients in there. But with the cooking and, like you said, all the additives that we put on food, you know, it could cause different problems, like all the fat in little dogs.
Yeah,
it causes pancreatitis. Then you're spending hundreds of dogs in the e-vet on a Saturday night when you want to not be doing that. You know,
we
you
always
have an
say,
extra $500.
Rather than give your dogs or your cats or something like that during the holidays, you know, something from the grill or something from your table, give them a treat of their own that they usually get, or maybe some moist food, which they always love. So it's not like game over, because it will be over if you give them greasy stuff.
That's right.
So just be very careful. And if you want diarrhea all over your house, then think twice.
yeah.
So
nobody wants diarrhea all over.
And if you eat a lot of greasy stuff, you're going to have diarrhea, but at least you know where to go.
Yeah.
Your dog doesn't know where the toilet is. So it's going to go wherever it can.
And so, sometimes, even if you know where the toilet is, you're not going to make it with diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. Even for people.
We all know that. Yep.
I'm not admitting to that. Glad you did. 818-818-6401.
It's not a matter of if you will poop your pants. It's a matter of when.
Exactly.
For everyone. Just a word of advice for everyone.
FYI.
You will poop your pants at some point in your life.
818-818-6401. This is Talking Pets.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love. To travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125. Mm-hmm.
An 11-year-old grizzly bear who reportedly overturned dumpsters and sought out human food was captured and killed by Yellowstone National Park staff on May 14th. In a release, Yellowstone National Park described the problem that led to the bear's demise. Between April 3rd and May 13th, the 400-pound grizzly bear overturned several large bear-resistant dumpsters and gained access to human food and trash near Old Faith and Nez Perce Picnic Area and the Midway Geyser Basin parking lot. Describing how the decision was made in the interest of public safety, in addition to developing a strategy to flip over 800-pound dumpsters, the bear also uprooted smaller bear-resistant trash cans from their concrete bases to gain access to human food and garbage. As a result, the bear became increasingly food-conditioned and posed a risk to public safety in one of the busiest areas of the park. Yellowstone Bear Management biologist Carrie Gunther said, "It's unfortunate that this bear began regularly seeking out garbage and was able to defeat the park's bear-resistant infrastructures. We go to great lengths to protect bears and prevent them from becoming conditioned to human food, but occasionally a bear outsmarts us or overcomes our defenses. When this happens, we sometimes have to remove the bear from the population to protect visitors and property." Visit TalkinPets.com for more information and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
I see a grizzly bear. I know you're not supposed to run, because grizzly bears are fast. Climb a tree, that's not going to help you.
Nope.
Either way, you're supposed to, like, crouch down, get in a ball position, and hope that it just tosses you back and forth a couple of times and gets bored. But
doesn't that depend on the black bear or a brown bear? Isn't there something, like, one of them do that and the other one don't?
That's what they say, but, you know, grizzly bears can be very violent. I mean, and
Oh my God! Yeah,
I don't care who you are. Your first, you know, thought would be run. You know,
yeah,
it's hard not to when you see something like this. You know,
I'd be like,
huge animal coming at you.
He wants a hug.
Yeah,
yeah, and they cut you in half.
Yes, exactly. If you've seen that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio,
Revenant.
Yeah. Jeez, that was a violent grizzly attack.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That was probably one of the worst ones that I've seen. I'm sorry, I accidentally stuck my finger in your ear. My cat keeps jumping up on me, Shadow, so she has to be in my lap. So if you're watching us on Facebook Live at Talkin' mm-hmm. Pets Radio, that's Shadow, and I accidentally was petting her and stuck my finger in her ear, and she was like, ah! And so,
Daddy?
Yeah, she's like, why are you doing that? Because you're on my lap and I've got a mic in front of me and everything else. But on that note,
let the games begin.
So this animal sound, Lexi wanted me to play this one. So this is what this animal sounds like. If you can guess it, you can win a prize. Like a book from Chicken Soup for the Soul on dogs or cats. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or you can go with Purr Sticks. Those are treats for your cats. We do have treat supplements for your dogs from Good Pets Foods. We'll send you some of those. Also, you can go with the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. Lexi's got over there some socks for cats or dogs.
Like I think they're most small dogs. More for dogs, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could try getting them on your cat. Good luck. But we also do have a harness for a small dog, like a Chihuahua or a Pomeranian, something like that size. If you can identify what creature makes this sound. Maria, get your mind out of the gutter.
It's me blowing my nose in the morning.
That's not what I heard. But, you know, but this creature, he's actually kind of cute. They're cute looking.
They're adorable.
But, and again, he sounds like this. Doesn't sound cute. But I know you can find this creature in Australia, down under, and but Lexi, in a down under voice, is going to give you some.
Nope. She's like, nope, immediately no.
Some clues on what animal this is.
It's a marsupial.
That means it has a pouch.
They make burrows.
That means it digs in the ground.
Yeah, they live in burrows. They have cube shaped poop. And
what does that mean, John?
I don't know. I totally drew a blank on cube shaped. I mean,
you're like,
like little squares. Like instead of like little lumps of poop, they come out in like little squares. I guess.
No.
I'm gonna have to Google.
I've seen
that.
Round ones, but I've never seen a square one come out.
And they have strong claws and legs. What is it?
And they're not big.
They are big.
Are they?
They're bigger than you think.
They are, John.
How big?
Their poops are square and they're big.
The heaviest one was 38 kilograms, so do the math for that for pounds. But they're bigger than you're thinking that they are.
But they're cute, though.
Oh, I'll look it up really.
But then again, everything in Australia can kill you, as the saying goes.
I'm sure that it can.
And he doesn't sound that cute.
They're generally about 3 feet long and weigh about 55 to 88 pounds.
Oh, they are bigger than I thought.
Yeah, they're like 3. Yeah, they're like 3 feet. I'll show you a picture of.
Can I climb a tree if I'm? Dear Lord!
They're a lot bigger than you're thinking they are.
That thing is gigantic.
I showed him the picture of what it is. He's thinking that they're small, but they're not. They're huge.
There was a girl holding it, and this thing was almost as big as the girl.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
So big.
But they go on all fours. They crawl, like they walk on all fours.
Oh, I thought maybe the squares came out when they're on all fours.
No, they walk.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a marsupial in Australia, but
they
it's not.
They poop squares. They're marsupials and they have a pouch. They're in Australia. We've never done that animal sound before because I didn't know if people would get it. But now that we gave all those clues.
They're diggers.
Yeah, I think you'll get it now. What creature
really?
Is it? Maria, you have no idea?
No. I thought I did, and now we're in a completely different country, but, you know. Last week it was orcas or dolphins. This week it's something else.
Down under in Australia. So, what is it? Pick up the phone and give us a call. You can win a prize. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out VitaCraft.
They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. Three horses in Comanche, Texas ranch died earlier this month after a swarm of bees engulfed them while they grazed near their owner's home. The horses were in a black cloud of bees when Bailey Hillman saw them on the morning of May 9th. She tells KTAB, "At about 11, I went out to just check on the horses, and I noticed that they weren't moving and weren't eating, and that's not normal." She tried to cover her body and approached the swarm to get the horses to move, but she was unsuccessful. Hillman called emergency services for help and phoned her boyfriend, James Ramirez, who immediately went to work in an effort to save them. He tells the news agency, "Pulling in, it just looked like a black cloud over all of the horses. I didn't know what to think. I just knew I had to get them out of that situation. I put my sunglasses on, tied a sweatshirt around my face, and went to try to get the horses out. With the help of EMS, a beekeeper suit, the local fire department, and a foam made from dish soap, the horses were finally haltered and led away from the deadly swarm. Tragically, the damage was already done. Two horses, Ace and Clovis, died hours after being stung. The other horse, Pepper, lived just 24 hours, despite veterinary care. The bees had been living in a tree which the couple had removed, but they are mourning the loss of their beloved horses. The horses were our best friends, Ramirez said. So it was just tough losing them. They hope that others learn from their tragedy and make an effort to find and remove hives from their property. Visit TalkinPets.com for more information and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Hey, I'm a worker, never lazy, I lost a rumble, so call me AB, live in every morning, so busy buzzing, swarming, collecting liquor and performing up on their recording. The beat's a band, the bumper, the high bass, what idea, do you want to visit us with a desk like this? Come on in, welcome to our humble home, I have a funny key and then let's get ready to follow.
A dog who disappeared 2 years ago in Phoenix, Arizona, was found deceased in Loxley, Alabama, and the police are looking for the public's assistance to determine what happened. On Friday, the Loxley Police Department shared a photo of Keo, an Australian Shepherd, when he was a puppy. According to the department, Keo was found on May 15th under suspicious and disturbing circumstances, adding the dog showed clear signs of cruel mistreatment and/or abuse. The agency said that Keo was reported missing/stolen from Phoenix, Arizona in 2023. Keo's body was found on County Road 68. A witness in the area reported seeing a dark-colored four-door sedan, possibly a Hyundai, near the location where the dog was found. The Loxley Police Department is seeking any information
that could assist in this ongoing investigation. If you saw anything suspicious or have any details relating to this case, please contact Investigator Cantrell or Officer Hardy at 251-964-6000. Again, that's 251-964-6000, Locksley Police Department. For photos and more information, visit www.animalvictory.org. Visit TalkinPets.com for more information and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Cruel, cruel, must I go on? Cruel, cruel world, I'm moving on. I've been living too fast, and I've been living too long. Cruel, cruel world, I'm gone.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. We played this animal sound, which goes like... like a heavy breather on a telephone. So, we're going to go out to El Cajon, the San Diego area of California, and we're going to speak with Christopher. Hey, Christopher, how you doing?
Hello, I'm well.
Good, good. How's your weather out there on that side of the country?
It's pretty warm today. It'll probably be cloudy and cold by the morning time.
San Diego's got, like, the best weather, though, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't complain. It's nice that you get cool weather that you can wear a sweater, and then, you know, it does get warm that you can lay out on the beaches. But down here where we do the show from, which is Tampa Bay, Florida, it's just always hot for the most part, especially this past couple of years. But what animal do you think that is? Based on the clues that we gave you, and the sound of that creature, and they are much bigger than I thought. Actually, a lot bigger. So, what do you think it is?
I'm thinking it's a wombat.
Wow.
Wow.
Very good. We've never used that sound before.
And he didn't think anyone was going to get it.
I was, you know, I thought even with the clues, people might not know it. Did you know it, Maria?
Not even close. I thought it was a pig or... Like a wild hog or something.
Well, they're not marsupials, but so you were wrong on that one. But
totally,
Christopher got it. So, Christopher, what do you want to go with? You want? We got books on dogs or cats from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I've got cat treats. I've got dog treats. Also got a collapsible water bowl. You can take it with you anywhere or hook it under your belt. And we got little socks for your small dog or cat. And we've got a harness for if you have a small dog. What do you think? And pick something you haven't won in the last 60 days.
I'll go with the cat treats.
You want to go with lick and lap, or do you want to go with the purr sticks? The purr sticks are the ones that you break and, you know, break them up, and then you can give them to your cat. Or the lick and lap is the pouches with the creamy paste in them.
I'll go with the sticks.
You got the sticks coming out to you? Stay on the line, and we will get your address down there in El Cajon, and we will send them out to you. And thanks for playing with us. That's Christopher out there listening in San Diego, California. A big shout-out to everybody out there and Steve Brodsky and the gang. So hope everybody's doing well there and across the country. But, yeah, that was a tough one, Maria. I think if we didn't give the clues, I never would have gotten it.
It was, but even when you were like, oh, it's, you know, from Australia and it was a marsupial, I was like, well, I know koalas are really mean, but do they sound like that? Like they have a mean reputation, but then wombat? No, I would have nothing.
Actually, koalas have a very weird sound to them as well. This is a koala.
Oh.
Not as intimidating, though, as the wombat.
No, no.
So, but congratulations to Christopher. He got it there. So we were talking about the holiday and people celebrating and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And we did talk about, you know, grilling and everything. We talked about fireworks, you know, CBD. A lot of people will give their dogs and cats or whatever some CBD to try to calm them out. But I also wanted to ask you a question because I heard that In the training practices, when you have a crate for a dog to go into, and which is you got to use it as a safe place. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Never use it as a punishment. But I heard that during fireworks and so on and so forth, loud noises and everything, that you should not, I mean, let your dog have, well, you should let your dog have, you know, a way to get to their safe place, but you should not actually kind of comfort them because it's giving them an enforcement. So do you agree with that? 'Cause, or do you disagree with that?
I don't really agree with that because, I mean, it's hard because I am all about, you know, reinforcing, not reinforcing, shaping behavior, not shaping behavior. But I feel as if when they're really afraid, like you're comforting them. You're not like reinforcing them being crazy and jumping on you or, you know, mouthing you or whatever. This is more of a state that your pet is in that is rarely scary to them in most cases. You know, Troy was, you know, maybe a rarity of like wanting to just chase them and kill them, but most animals are afraid. So I don't think there's anything wrong with comforting them at all.
Okay, because I know some trainers, like, they don't like to reinforce it because they look at it that way, that it's a reinforcement. But, you know, it's kind of...
But it's a behavior of, it's their emotional state. We're not talking about, like I said, like a behavior like, oh, they're stealing something, they're chewing something.
But
we're
also
not talking about, oh, a bad behavior type of thing.
But it's also being human. I mean, as humans, we love
absolutely
our pets. I mean, and we don't want to see them going through pain. And loud noises like that, you know, because they can hear so much better than we can, it is very painful to them. I mean, it's weird because I have three rescue cats, and my cats have great hearing, obviously. And the thing is that, you know, it all affects them differently. I have one cat, could care less. I have another cat, you know, she's under the bed. And I have one other cat that you have to peel her off the ceiling. She does not like the big bangs. So they all have their own personalities. Some of it could have been by the way they were raised or where you got them from, or, you know, there's all situations involved. So you need to understand your animal and how they're going to react to that. But I think one thing that's extremely important, because I've seen this in doing the show for 35 years, I've seen this happen too often where people don't get a microchip for their pet, and it may be a cat or a dog that goes outside. And then all of a sudden the holiday is here and all these loud noises are going off, and then your animals are gone for good. Because they're so scared. They'll run and run and run until they don't know where they're at.
Exactly. And that's why I say, you know, make sure they're, if you don't have a crate, make sure they're on a leash with you. You know, and make sure somebody else is holding that leash if they must be outside and, you know, when you walk them. And also what we do is we feed earlier on the evenings that we know there's going to be fireworks, or if we were having a party, for example, we feed our pets earlier. And I'll take fireworks because that's a really big thing in Florida. And, you know, so we're not waiting until, if we would normally feed, say, at 6 o'clock or 6:30, we're not waiting until then. We're feeding at, say, 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock or something like that. It's not a big deal, you know, to change that up. And I think reinforcing with, you know, some good treats and, you know, and for the cats, like the lick and lap stuff, I think that's great. That's a great idea. And I think some really high value treats for your dogs. Why not skip their dinner and, you know, feed them their treats that you feed them, but make it a high value treat that they like.
I want to ask you a question about the neighborhoods. So remind me when we come out of this break. I want to ask you a question about that. So once again, we're speaking with Maria Ryan from Dog Gone Positive. You can check her out. Maria, where?
DogGonePositiveTraining.com is my website, and at Dog Gone Positive on social. My podcast is The Dog Gone Positive Way.
This is Talkin' Pets. If you've got a question, 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
I'm Lexi Adams.
818-818-6401. Talkin' Pets.
Lexi.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first-ever Creator Summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators and small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you'll lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com. Vegas.com.
Wildlife officials in Florida are trapping and killing bears in an effort to find the one responsible for fatally mauling an 89-year-old man and a dog near the community of Jerome. The deadly incident happened Monday morning, when a black bear apparently entered Robert Markle's trailer. Authorities responding to 911 calls from Markle's trailer in disarray. The trailer was torn apart, but the responding deputies did not find any blood. The elderly man's wallet and clothes were found approximately 20 yards from the trailer, along with a significant amount of blood. The deceased dog was found in a different area, not far from the trailer. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission spokesperson George Raynud commented on the unusual attack. "We do know it was a bear attack. We don't know if it was the same bear or multiple bears. Wildlife officials have killed 3 bears so far. DNA from the bears is being sent away for testing in an effort to see if one or more of them were involved in the deadly attacks." Visit TalkinPets.com for more information and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
We're going on a bear hunt.
We're going on a bear hunt.
I've got my binoculars.
I've got my binoculars.
I'm not scared.
I'm not scared.
Ooh, look at that tall, wavy grass.
It's so tall.
Can't go over it.
We can't go over it.
We can't go under it.
We can't go under it.
We're just going to have to go through it.
We're going to have to go through it.
We're going on a bear hunt.
We're going on a bear hunt.
I've got my binoculars.
I've got my binoculars.
I'm not scared.
I am.
I'm not scared.
So, could you imagine living in a trailer, no way out, and a bear comes through the front door?
Mm-mm.
I mean,
nope.
I'd be running for my bejeebies anywhere I could underneath the bed, but I probably wouldn't fit.
There has to be a window.
Well, somewhere.
There's got to be a way out from
if
the
it's
roof.
A trailer,
isn't there like a pop-up thing?
If it is a trailer, I'm sure that with enough force, you can go right through the wall.
Well, maybe.
Or jump hard enough and you'll probably go right through the bottom.
But isn't it weird, though, that the trailer was like trashed, but there was no blood or body, but then they found it outside, all the blood and everything a little further away?
Probably because they got away.
But the thing that's sad about that situation, now Florida right now are voting on the situation whether to kill a number of bears.
That's crazy.
And the first thing
that
people do...
That's stupid.
First things people do is they want to kill the animal. But the thing is that I know how... If people don't know Florida, Florida is expanding ridiculously fast. And they're building apartments and new towns and everything everywhere. So all they're doing is displacing these creatures. So rather than putting them someplace else... Or, you know, not building all this stuff everywhere and leaving some trees. Then when they show up in someone's yard or attack someone, they kill them because of that fact. But meanwhile, we kick them out of their houses. Their houses, the creatures' houses. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. It's just we're just dooming ourselves, I think, sometimes. But I want to ask you, when we were talking about dogs and you know, pets during the holidays, and we were talking about, you know, microchipping your animals, I do want to say one thing, and agree with me if you would or not, that it's important that if you move to a new house or a new neighborhood and your dog's not familiar with it, or for that matter, if I hope you don't have an outdoor cat because they're just fine inside and they're safer. But if you do have your dog, it's a good thing to walk around the neighborhood with the dog on a lead so the dog is familiar with the area. Correct, Maria?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. We walk Tony around in the neighborhood.
Your dog.
Every day. Yeah, Tony. No boyfriend or girlfriend like named Tony. No,
Tony.
Tammy walks Tony, our dog, in the neighborhood.
But that's good because
every
Tony,
day.
your dog Tony becomes familiar with the neighborhood and the houses and neighbors, and it's socialized with the environment. So if the dog is afraid of loud noises and fireworks during this holiday, and the dog runs, at least it's going to know some of the territory of where it's at. And that was my reason for saying that it's great to familiarize your pets with the area, because, you know, we get lost. Stick us in the middle of the woods. Yeah, we're not going to sniff our way out. But a dog and everything, they can use their senses and their nose to sniff for things, but they still need to know the territory. So it is important to familiarize them with where they're at, especially if you just moved.
Agreed.
So, you know, and the same thing I wanted to say, we were talking about the holidays. You know, if you have a swimming pool, never assume that your pet, cat, dog, your gerbil, whatever you may have, your rabbit can swim. It's not always the case, right?
It's never the case. I mean, that's like, yeah, people like, oh, the dog can, you know, when the dog winds up in the water, oh, the dog's swimming or whatever when you're there or what have you. But you can't assume that, because just because you think, oh, they're a dog and they have webbed feet, that means they can swim. No, if they're a bulldog, no. Or my dog Scrat would like turn sideways. He would like list sideways. It was crazy, you know, but everybody had, they knew their way out, and they sell different ramp type things that you can attach to the pool and teach your pet to get out from. And also if you have like an in-ground pool, teaching them to
make sure there's a way out.
Yeah. I mean, you have to provide that. It's just like with your kids. I mean, my God, you know, you have to protect them. Get a fence around it. They make fences that go around the pool, too.
My cats have fallen in the pool. Thankfully, I was there. Or, you know, it actually happened when we were on the air, too. But they swam. I couldn't believe it.
They got out by themselves.
I mean, I knew they went in immediately. You could see them from where we're at. We're right next to the pool, actually. But so I knew they were there. And they did actually do well on getting themselves out of the pool, but not every animal is like that. And I had two stray cats that fell through my pool cage. Well, I didn't know it right away, and apparently they've been in there for a while, and it looks like Freddy from Nightmare on Elm Street took his knives to my pool cage, because they ripped through everywhere. There's holes.
Oh, wow.
So once I realized they were back there, because I was sitting here working and it was late at night, and I saw something, a big wave in the pool, which I thought was an alligator. It ended up being these two cats fighting with each other. And, of course, I went out to try to get them out of that area, and they decided to, you know,
attack you?
No, they decided to attack my screens even more.
Oh.
Until
my gosh.
I finally got them out. And if you have a pool cage, those screens are expensive.
Very expensive.
Oh,
Well, everybody, have a great Memorial weekend.
Yay.
And remember why we're celebrating it. It's for the men and women that keep us safe in America. Maria, I love you.
Love
we'll
you
talk
too.
Soon. From myself,
love
John
you,
Patch.
Love you too, Maria.
Maria.
Lexi.
Ryan.
Lexi.
And Lexi.
Lexi Adams.
We
Lexi.
Say goodbye for now. Have a great holiday weekend.
Love
Be
you
safe.
Guys. Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.